With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. 2 days till the election, and former President Donald Trump is campaigning nonstop. Yesterday, he was in Gastonia, North Carolina.
Together, we have overcome every attack, every abuse, and even 2 assassination attempts. I remember them. And now, it all comes down to this.
Today will be Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia again. Polls say the race is too close to call. Vice President Harris needs the so-called blue wall states to vote blue in order to win this time around. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Democrats were able to count on Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin to deliver presidential victories until Donald Trump won all 3 in 2016. But the states flipped back to blue in 2020, and that's what the Harris campaign needs to happen again. Analysts say her clearest path to victory is winning these 3 blue wall states. But if 1 or 2 go for Trump, Harris will need to pick up 1 or more of the Sun Belt battlegrounds, such as Georgia and North Carolina. On the Blue Wall States Tour, Greg Clugston, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The winner of Arkansas's race for state Supreme Court Chief Justice will not change the conservative majority of the court. However, whoever wins the race will become the first woman elected to Chief Justice in the state history. Justices Karen Barker, I should say Baker rather, and Rhonda Wood are running to replace outgoing Chief Justice Dan Kemp in this year's nonpartisan runoff. They were the top 2 finishers in a 4-person race back in March. Washington Governor Jay Inslee approving a revised plan for a massive proposed wind farm after he rejected a slimmed-down version. Seattle Times reports Inslee is urging permitting officials to work quickly to allow the construction. This is SRN News. A new poll from Rasmussen reports and the Institute for Faith and Culture predicts people of faith will play a key role in the presidential election. The survey gauged the likelihood of Christians showing up at the polls this election cycle, addressing concerns over potential voter apathy. It found that 77% of evangelical Christians have already voted or definitely plan to vote. Out of those that will not cast ballots, 7% say they're not qualified, 11% say they're unable. The survey also reveals about 3 in 4 evangelicals are praying about the election. The groups promoting abortion amendments and the ballots in 10 states have outraised their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on ads. The majority of the money is being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. There's been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota as well. That includes money from national abortion groups such as Planned Parenthood for the first time. This is SRN News. TGI Friday is in trouble.
The well-known restaurant chain says its bankruptcy filing is a means to look for ways to ensure the long-term viability of the TGI Friday casual dining brand. Executives cited the COVID-19 pandemic when people stopped coming into sit-down restaurants, and their struggles continue. TGI Fridays was founded in 1965. At its peak, there were about 600 restaurants in the U.S. Now it's down to about 163, but there are hundreds more across the globe. Seafood chain Red Lobster is also trying to restructure under a bankruptcy filing. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Today is Sunday, November the 3rd, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour, 75 years old. Boxing Hall of Famer Larry Holmes, also 75. This is SRN News.